You're listening to a podcast from Newstalk ZB. Follow this and our wide range of podcasts now on iHeartRadio.
Be the ACT Party pushing for an end to trading restrictions on Good Friday and Easter Sunday, and for retailers to be able to keep their doors open as normal. MP Cameron Luxton's doing the lifting on this one, and he's with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. We have a bit of a muddle at the moment. Some councils allow Easter trading and some don't.
Yeah, it's a bit confusing, and confusing for retailers and hospitality businesses. So I really appreciate the chance to come on your program this morning and talk about it, because it's one of these small issues which lead to a big problem. You know, when businesses don't feel the environment's set up for them to succeed, our country can't succeed. So this is one of these silly rules which we can get off the plate of small businesses and get New Zealand thriving, really.
And what the business community saying to you? What do they actually want here?
Yeah, look, right now, the situation that we have is a confusion of rules over the Easter periods. You know, there's different days, stat holidays, holidays with restricted trading, and that just needs to be tidied up. So, take hospitality businesses, for example. I've talked to quite a few around the Tauranga region who, you know, they can't get a liquor license for a Friday, and then they can on a Sunday, but the rules are so complicated and the staff become so unhappy having to lecture, you know, law-abiding adults on how they can and can't enjoy their day, that they just shut on a Sunday. So These sort of things just really don't allow people to enjoy their holiday break the way that they would like.
That's the rule about, you can have a drink, but only if you're eating.
And a certain type of meal and for a certain type of time, and you've stayed here too long, sir, you might have to leave. It's just not good for anybody. Staff are unhappy and businesses are unhappy and customers are unhappy. So really, what are we trying to do? We're trying to make Easter an enjoyable time for everybody, and that's what this bill will do.
What about people worried they might be pressured to work?
Yeah, well, this bill extends the rights that employees already have on a Sunday to refuse to work into Friday. So currently Friday's a stat holiday, so there's time and a half and a day in lieu, but also you can refuse to work as an employee if that is already a registered day, the same as the current provision for Easter Sunday, which is not a stat holiday.
No, the Monday is, isn't it?
Monday is a stat holiday, and this bill doesn't touch Monday. So Monday remains unchanged.
All right. What chance do you think you've got now that you're in coalition with New Zealand First and National?
Yeah, I think it's going to be... It's got a pretty good chance. We've had... You know, it was voted up by some leading National Party now ministers, and when my former, colleague, the former ACT MP Chris Bailey, who's been stewarding this bill through and been doing a great job in his advocacy for it, when he had it drawn from the biscuit tin in 2022, there was some support across the House for it, but Labor voted as a bloc to vote it down. But now that we've got government, I feel like we can get some support, and through me pushing it in the House and my colleagues alongside me, I'm sure we're going to get it over the line.
All right.
It gets drawn from the biscuit tin, that is.
Okay, we'll have to wait and see on that. Cameron Luxton, who is the ACT MP, doing the lifting on those moves to loosen Easter trading rules.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.